Shasta Redding.
DeLauren on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
In the house.
Well, welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. We got a special one for you. This is going to be great. Bill Hemmer. You know Bill from Fox News. First of all, he's a great guy. He's a good friend. I'm honored and privileged to get to know him along the way because of my time in association with Fox News. A few weeks ago, he had taken himself out to and gone to the Middle East to really understand what's going on with the Middle East. And what's interesting is we're right on the verge of having the United Nations General Assembly come together, which in this particular year in session can be quite volatile. Maybe it's as calm as can be. But I doubt it. Probably going to have an address by the President of the United States. You may have the Prime Minister of Israel. You have others in a very tumultuous situation. So I want to ask Bill about that. And we're still, you know, dealing with a lot of other things. There's plenty to talk about with Bill Hemmer and get his very unique perspective, particularly having spent some real serious quality time there in the Middle East, dealing with Israel and the Palestinians. And again, there's a lot to talk about there. But let's first talk about the news. It's still the reverberations of the assassination of Charlie Kirk are still out there. And it was sad. It was horrific. You've probably already heard several times. I was there. And it was hard. And it was difficult. And I'm going to ask a little bit of Bill Hemmer about it and his perspective. But I want to, you know, I record this a couple days before this comes out. But I want to tell you some of the things that I've been hearing and seeing that maybe you don't see on the news all the time. First of all, I am very, you know, I served in Congress for more than 8 years. Utah Valley University and Brigham Young University, which is like 6 miles away from each other, have about 100,000 students. Now, that's not full-time equivalents, but about 100,000 people. We have a very young population in Utah. The student population at Utah Valley University, which is the largest university, has the equivalent of 40,000, like, full-time equivalents. It's an open campus. There's no on-campus housing. It's a commuter school. You're coming in on public transportation or driving your car. Maybe you're living close, taking a scooter in, something like that. It's beautiful near the base of the Wasatch Mountains. I mean, you should check out the ball fields there at UVU. It's just spectacular view. It's just a beautiful, wonderful place. I've got kids that gone to school there, a daughter who graduated from there. It's just a good growing university. I used to be on the board of trustees when it transitioned back from Utah Valley State to full university status. So I'm very familiar with that place. And it's just sad to see this happen. It makes me mad. It makes me infuriated. It makes me a lot of things. But I'm also wired in with a lot of law enforcement. You can't represent the congressional district for, you know, as long as I have, plus be the former chief of staff to the governor of Utah, Governor Huntsman, and not have a lot of law enforcement contacts. So some at the highest levels, some more rank and file, but every one of them that I have talked to in, you know, just now over a week, there is nobody but nobody. Not to put any words in any particular person, but put words in their mouths. There is nobody but nobody that believes that this guy acted all by himself. Now, when I say acted, doesn't mean that there was somebody who was there assisting, handing him something. But here you have a person from southern Utah, approximately 4 hours away, 3.5, 4 hours away from the campus, who the allegation is went to the school, found the stairwell, climbed up on the roof, changed clothes, assembled a gun or pulled out the gun from his pants, took a kill shot. Then did he or did he not disassemble the gun? That's a question. Then he goes off the roof, jumps, hustles off, then puts a gun in the a blanket in a box, and then, you know, somehow gets back to his car at some point. The timeline's a little fuzzy, and makes his way down into southern Utah. So how is it somebody who's not a student, who's not there all the time, how did that come to play? And I think these are just a lot of open-ended questions. Now, we heard Kash Patel, the FBI director, say in public testimony in front of Congress that they were looking at more than 20 individuals. I've heard the number could be as high as 40. And I don't want to be a participant or a conduit of conspiracy theories. I can just tell you firsthand, talking to local law enforcement, that there is a concern that there are others, whether they were enablers or encouragement or participants in the radicalization of somebody who grew up in an idyllic part of the world. They don't have gangs. They don't have these types of problems. But there are problems throughout our society that I think are very real and that are prevalent, not just in Utah. It's not some religious or Utah geographic issue. It is a nationwide, if not global, phenomenon. But you have a group of people who are nihilistic in their approach. Now, I had to learn that term, nihilistic, is really surfaced because I was saying initially, hey, this was all radical, you know, how to get radicalized, which is, I think, the biggest question. But there's a step before that. And there is this nihilistic approach, people that are godless, that people that don't believe in the value of life. They don't believe in morals. They don't believe in the existence of anything. They have almost a satanic, godless view of the world that makes them numb. And when exacerbated by a constant online presence, a gaming world where they just get lost in a sea of a bombardment of things that aren't real and realistic, I think that the research is going to show long term that leads to a situation where there's susceptibility to some very radical, violent, militant type of behavior. And some of that is manifest in some very radical, different, I'd say it, but sexual perversion that we have to also understand is real for too many people. And it's interesting because in our communities, I think there's this sense that, hey, we want to be accepting, you know, love thy neighbor, you know, live by the Ten Commandments. Even if you're not Christian, which I happen to be, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but I'm rooted in something, in a belief. Now, I have a friend who's a Buddhist. Again, they're rooted. They believe in something. And it can be the whole array of, like, the full array of religions, but at least they believe in something. At least they believe in a degree of goodness and morality. And that's the way our country was founded. That's the way we are today. And yet there are some people that stray away from that and start to believe this godless, humanless. And then there's a bombardment of all kinds of messages. Oh, they're a fascist. They're a fascist. They're a fascist. They're a fascist. And then they think they're doing the world a favor by taking out the problem. You know, I give credit to my wife here. In the Lincoln assassination, John Wilkes Booth, who had the assassination, when he shot Lincoln, what did he do? He jumped out on the stage and he thought everybody would erupt in applause and think that he had done the world a good thing. He was mystified because he thought the world would come to appreciate and love him and that he would be revered as a statesman and a hero because he had killed Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln's assassin was mystified why he wasn't propped up as heroic. And I think that that has played out in a lot of other situations, too many, I don't want to say a lot, but too many situations. But this radicalization on the left that says, hey, because it's Trump, we can justify the means, and that you look at the statistics and the polling, and far too many people think that violence, a lashing out of violence, is justifies the means. But I think a lot of the roots of that come from nihilism. I wrote an op-ed. It's on FoxNews.com if you want to search it out. I posted it up on my Jason in the House X and Facebook if you want to check it out there.
More Jason in the House next.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional facts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
The man did it for me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country has ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A corn maze proposal in Ohio makes today's Dean's List. A Circle S farmer was the one that came up with a brilliant idea. You couldn't see the message on the ground, but if you were in a helicopter or a small plane, the question was loud and clear. Timothy Sullivan planned this out in June when he and his crew started planting with a tractor, and by the end of the month, it was visible from the sky. Will you marry me, Caroline? Was spelled out across 13 acres of corn. Timothy says he was a little nervous that the secret might get out, but thankfully the message wasn't shared anywhere, and finally on the big day, he took Caroline on a plane ride. At first, she didn't see the proposal, so they had to fly over again. Second time was a charm, and she was blown away by the proposal and how much planning went into it. Caroline admitted that it was fitting that the proposal happened in a cornfield, and they plan on getting married next summer. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox on 10.
Apple has new iPhones and other things for you. The Cupertino, California tech giant held its yearly product reveal and promised the world and its devoted customer base it wants to keep to ethos set by its late founder, Steve Jobs, that usable tech must look good, feel good, and work well.
For us, design goes beyond just how something looks or feels. Design is also how it works. This philosophy guides everything we do.
Apple CEO Tim Cook during the presentation, which debuted iPhone 17, along with a Pro and Pro Max version, as well as a super thin first of its kind iPhone Air, no thicker than a few credit cards. Improved Apple Watches, including Ultra 3 with satellite connectivity, and AirPods Pro 3 with live translations, allowing wearers to speak with one another in differing languages. You can order your new Apple stuff today with Fox on Tech. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
Time to bring on one of our favorites. Going to join me here in the studio, Bill Hemmer. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, right on. Nice to be with you, Jason.
No, listen, I want to talk about your trip to the Middle East because that was really. But I want to get into this, but. We got to touch just for a moment here on the whole assassination of Charlie Kirk. Because from my perspective, this is really, it's changed the whole mood of the whole country. It's really had a deep impact on the whole country. I have people coming up to me who, they don't follow politics. They don't watch Fox News day in and day out, but it is amazing. I don't know if you're feeling, seeing that, but.
Well, it's on my mind every hour of every day, and I think it's been some very difficult days to try and absorb where it comes from. I will give you credit, as I have on the air, because you were there, and you said your daughter insisted on being there.
Nice.
And I was like, why would that be? And then I heard Charlie Hurt come on the air after you were on the air, and he was talking about his kids. And I was like, there's obviously something there.
Yeah.
And as a journalist working here at Fox, you know, a lot of, like, Charlie's presence here was, like, on the opinion shows. You know, he'd show up at night or maybe in the morning. He really didn't fall into the news hours. And I will say that I was not as familiar with his work as I should have been. However, I feel very fortunate to have spent time with him this past summer to get to know him and understand where he's coming from and to see the talent that he has.
We
shared a moment offsite here. It was a small group of people, and Charlie was on stage, and I was, like, directing the discussion. There was a few others there. And for him to take a question and turn to the audience, he had zero baggage in his language.
Right.
There's no uhs, there's no ums. He doesn't drone on. It was very directional. And so I saw immediately his ability to communicate was rare, unusual, and effective.
Yeah, his talent for articulating things, you know, he would go to these events and he would, hey, I didn't go to college, you did.
Yeah.
But I know my material better than you do. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, bring it on.
Yeah, I think that became, I don't know, foil's not the right word, but that became, like, in ways it could be a shield.
Yeah.
In ways it could be used as a metaphorical weapon against others.
Exactly. It was a tool in his arsenal that he could play offense real quick.
Yeah, that's right. What impressed you about him?
I learned a lot from Charlie by watching his videos. When I was first deciding, maybe I'll get into politics, should I get in politics, I would watch Fox News. Because I wanted to challenge myself to how would I think about it. Like, which side of the... In order to articulate the best position, I wanted to see both sides. I wanted to hear the argument on both sides. And then challenge myself, okay, what do I actually believe? And as I had done that, I realized, wow, I'm actually really more conservative than I even thought. And so I would watch Charlie Kirk in taking the most difficult questions that as members of Congress or candidates for Congress would get. And I think, yeah, that's the right way to think about this. That's the right way to answer this. And that's what I was so impressed. Because you're right. I heard Bill Clinton say something one time that it was really insightful. He said, for every issue, you got to be able to answer in 30 seconds, 3 minutes, and 30 minutes. That means you know your stuff. You can go deep. But the hardest one to do is 30 seconds. And Charlie was exceptional in that. he used the Socratic method at a level I hadn't seen before, and that is to respond with a question. And so he could quickly turn it back, and, you know, they would say to him, "You're a fascist, you're a fascist.
Tell me how. Give me an example."
Give me an example, right? You know, so he'd throw it back as a question, and then somebody would come up with something, and then he would ask another question. And he was challenging them to think, knowing that he could almost tie these people in knots because they probably haven't really thought it through to the nth degree.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I would just add one thing. I had a friend of mine who called me last weekend, doesn't work in the building, and he said, how are you doing? How's everybody doing? I know you guys knew him better than I did, blah, blah, blah. And so I called him instead of texting, and I said, you paid attention to him? And he said, yeah. 18 months ago, I was made aware of him. And not only would I watch his videos, but I would save them and go back and watch them again. He said, why would you do that? Because I wanted to make sure that my arguments were good with my friends, my colleagues, and the people I work with. And I wanted to make sure that I knew my stuff. And he said, so I used Charlie Kirk to learn. And I thought that was a very interesting observation. So I imagine this individual I'm referring to, is like many other people who have watched the series.
Undoubt. And look, the other thing, I guess the second part of my answer is the drumbeat that you would hear from young people. And this is no exaggeration. I would have people that were friends, family, and they would say, you know, if I ever get a chance, I would really like to meet President Trump. And the other one, because I know you know him, I'd really like to get my picture taken with Charlie Kirk. And like, there was no like in between. It was like Trump and Charlie Kirk.
Wow.
And a big part of our going, like, he's a friend. I would have gone, you know, to say hello. Would I have stayed for the whole long event? Yeah, probably would have snuck out early, if I'm being honest with myself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's coming to Utah. I wanted to be a host. You know, I texted him, hey, glad to see you coming to Utah, two times, because he's September 30th. He was scheduled to also be up in Logan, northern part of our state. So glad that you're coming. I had told him that I was going out with ICE, which I did the morning of the shooting on September 10th, and said, hey, you should join me. You should come along. He said, I wish I could, but I don't know if I can pull that off. But I said, look, our daughter really wants to get a picture with you. And he said, oh, of course. Come down. Say hello. Of course we'll do that. And but young people would ask me, do you know Charlie Kirk? And it's something that had gone on for the last couple of years, not a phenomenon in the last, you know, 3 months. Mm-hmm. And it's because the new way we communicate, the way they see these arguments and the way they get their political news is they would watch these short videos. No doubt. Some of them are long.
Yeah. Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Did your daughter get her picture?
No. Well, I had her get there early. And because I was trying to get down to Charlie early. He didn't show up early enough, and it was kind of a zoo, people wanting to. I thought, nah, I'll just wait till the end. She's going to stay at the end. We'll wait till the end. Then we'll get a little bit more time. And so she and her husband, newly married, she was a new graduate from UVU, and they sat in the grass. Well, you know, dad, me, I couldn't sit in the sun for that long, so I went off to the side in the shady spot. And that's, you know, when the horror happened.
Yeah.
And she and I think we're all still shaken, but she in particular, you know, to see it, feel it. You know, one thing I haven't talked about on air, two things. One is when that shot rang out, we didn't know it was one shot. Was this going to be a spray of bullets?
Sure.
Was this going to be, you know, was the shooter going to start picking other people off? And just being a member of Congress, being, I feel vulnerable. I think we all felt vulnerable, right? Didn't know where the bullet was going to go, but I did feel, you know, on the air, I was like, hey, look, I didn't see this, I didn't see that, but, I was trying to be as optimistic as I could, but it did feel like immediately, like, he's probably dead. But the other thing was, I had my experience, maybe it's watching too many movies, I didn't immediately run in a particular direction because so many times, sometimes a bomb will go off or something will happen and everybody will run one direction. You wonder if that's a trap. Are they trying to push you in this direction for something more hideous to go on? And so I hesitated, and I kind of went around a pole, and then I peeked around, and I thought, no, I have to move. But, you know, there were 3,000 people who were really affected. And the other thought, not to get, because I want to get to what you were doing, but the other thing I really thought about very quickly is how many men and women have gone to war for this country. And it's just not human. It's just not normal to see somebody killed. Now, you may say, oh, well, if you're in the National Guard and you're in Iraq, you expect that. But this is the day before 9/11, where 3,000 people lost their life and the horror that went through there. But this is like minutes after this, I was thinking about the trauma that our men and women who served overseas, and then we expect them after 8 months of a deployment or whatever, they come back and we expect, hey, just be normal now. Just go to the grocery store.
That's a great point. Yeah.
But you have 3,000 people in Utah who witnessed it in person who are really struggling.
Yeah.
You're listening to Jason in the House. Stay with us. More of my interview with Bill Hemmer coming up next.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop. Every day.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
This is Jason in the house.
You wrote this, you know, this article, right? You, Rachel Wolf, Bill Hemmer, Trey Yinks. Trey Yinks is amazing.
Yeah.
I did a podcast with Trey.
Yeah.
It was fascinating to learn about how he got in this position.
Uh-huh.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you want to hear another great podcast, first of all, I did one with Bill about kind of him, Bill Hemmer, how he became Bill Hemmer. But the Trey Yinks podcast is like amazing.
He started young.
Oh, he's in the mirror, you know, broadcasting to himself, you know, just imagining it and really wanting it and thriving in it.
Yeah. Trey and I spent a lot of time that week in the Middle East. He's been based in Tel Aviv for 7 years, so he has seen quite a bit. And it, from my own experience, what I've learned about the Middle East is that you, it's a matrix, and it comes at you from a lot of different angles, and you have to be aware of all of them all the time. And he's done an excellent job at that. It might be time for him to get out, maybe take a different assignment, but the matrix of the Middle East is what we walked into when we went to Gaza a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I want to preface the next part with an experience that I had. When I was in Congress, I visited with the former station chief for Afghanistan. And in doing so, I said, look, I really want to get this right. Like, I really want to understand. And I got a big learning curve. What do I need to do? And his answer was an interesting one. He said, if you don't understand Saudi Arabia, you will never get, you call it a matrix, but you will never get the full picture of the puzzle. So I got on my butt on a plane and spent, you know, 4 days in Saudi Arabia.
That's good advice.
But, you know, I'd spent time in Israel. I'd spent time in Saudi Arabia. I'd spent time in Qatar. I'd spent time in Iraq. I spent time in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But help me understand this, because this dynamic and this moving puzzle, it's so hard to, and these things have been going on for thousands of years. Yeah. One of the things that probably struck me as much as anything is when I went to Jordan, and we went to a refugee camp where there were 90,000 people just across the border from Syria. I mean, you could have walked over and crossed into Syria. It was literally adjacent to Syria. And I just absolutely stunned by the humanity and the sea of people and the people that are in Gaza or were in Gaza. Like, where do you send millions of people? I spent time in Egypt. I spent time in, I never did get to Syria, but help us understand that whole mosaic for people who haven't maybe taking as much time.
To me, it strikes me that your understanding of the Middle East emanates from Saudi Arabia, Mecca, Medina, Riyadh. My understanding of the Middle East emanates from the old city of Jerusalem.
Right.
Three major monotheistic faiths claim part of it to be their own. Some claim all of it to be their own. When I was a young backpacker 30 years ago, I rolled into the old city. I went through Rafah on a public bus up to Tel Aviv and to Jerusalem. And I was so overwhelmed with the history of it all that it's the only place in the world I've ever gone where I've had to sit and read for 2 days. To understand what's important to whom and why. And that was the beginning, the starting point for how I tried to consume 3,000 years of history or more.
Right.
8,000 years of history or more. I think that Trey and I and Yonat, our producer, we had a lot of conversations. How you can take an American news network into a raging international story and see aspects of it that are unique, that are new, and also get the exposure to the prime minister, who's essentially calling all the shots on the Israeli side, and how you're able to do that and be fair to everyone and make sure that you've got your bases covered. And by that, I mean, Mr. Prime Minister, ton of accusations about genocide, accusations about starvation, accusations that your IDF soldiers are shooting people in line who have come merely for food. And I think in the totality of the assignment, I think we covered it with great fairness and delicacy, and I thought we had the opportunity to ask the questions that we needed to ask. I would have been grateful for more time inside Gaza.
Sure.
But we were the guests of this group, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, and we had to play by their rules, and it was either play by their rules or don't get the access. So we chose the former.
Yeah. So what did you learn? What did you see? What was surprising?
We rolled through the town of Rafah.
I haven't done that one.
Which I haven't been to in 30 years. And, Jason, it was block after block and street after street and house after house and building after building. And it was a pile of concrete,
yeah,
one after the other after the other. And this went on for 5 miles, concrete and rebarb.
Yeah.
And to understand that, and I asked the prime minister, you know, was this necessary? And what he explained in our interview is that we had to load APCs, armored personnel carriers, that were unmanned into a city block that was booby-trapped. This was his description. And we blow up the APC, and all the buildings come crashing down because they're all connected to one another and the tunnels beneath them. That was his explanation. My follow-up was, you're telling me the Israeli Air Force had nothing to do with this? And he said no. Well, it's a little hard to, well, first of all, you can't see beneath the earth, so you don't know what's going on underneath.
Right.
But I do believe the Israelis have been effective, at least in that part of Gaza, to take out numerous tunnels that have connected Sinai, Egypt, into the southern Gaza Strip, which is where Hamas armed itself. And it was a major target for the Israelis. I think that was the most shocking thing to me. I've seen food lines. I've seen bread lines. It's all sad. It's all disappointing. It's all disheartening, no matter where you are in the world. And my first refugee experience was 1999 in Kosovo, during the air war over Pristina. We were in Macedonia, and we would wait for these trains to come north to south. And what was interesting about that time is that these were middle-class people. You know, they had shops, and they were lawyers, and they were teachers, and they were run out of their homes. And now they're left to live in this mud field for weeks and months at a time, and they were not happy.
Right.
And I remember talking to the UN officials who were taking care of them at the time. So this is late 1990s, and they said, it's a lot easier for us to go into a place like third world Africa and take care of millions of people because their needs are so much less than the needs of the people you're seeing here coming out of Kosovo. So why is that relevant to Gaza today? Gaza has 2 million people.
Yeah.
Netanyahu believes they have 20,000 Hamas fighters.
Huh.
Netanyahu's dead set on taking them out. I don't know if he's right about 20,000. Maybe it's 120,000. But as long as this war rages, you have the duty and the responsibility to take care of 2 million people. How are you going to do that? You're probably going to move them 3 or 4 times in the next year or more, depending on how long this war goes. You know, there was an alert that came out. Hamas is saying that the latest move on behalf of the IDF in Gaza City means that no hostage goes home alive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if that's the case, because the Israelis believe there are 20 that are still alive today. Back to the point of the other 2 million. What do you do? How do you take care of them? How do you feed them? How do you give them, especially the women and the children, the medical care that they are going to need? This is a huge job. And we're seeing it unfold now, and we'll see which way that goes.
Oh, and like the Egyptians can only, they don't want them, everybody coming south, and there's only so much land. And
can I tell you about that?
Yeah.
Because that's where we went in. It's called the Philadelphia Corridor.
Okay.
It runs for 7.5 miles from the eastern Mediterranean to the border with Israel and Sinai.
Okay.
When we were there, it's been 4 weeks. The Israelis had taken that entire corridor and put a new I would say it was a 6-lane, maybe an 8-lane, move into a 12-lane paved road.
Wow.
So that the IDF can move up and down. And you see the Israeli fences, and you see the Egyptian fences on the other side. Your point about Egypt is exactly correct. They're not going to take Gazans into Sinai unless there is great incentive provided by the United States and other Gulf nations.
Yeah, I mean, look, Egypt has its own problems. They got 20-plus million youth who have no skill sets and nowhere to work. And it had been years ago, it's probably 10 years ago when I went there, they're like, yeah, the biggest problem we have is we got a whole generation. The majority of our population is younger than the age of 30 and they don't have jobs.
Yeah.
And when they don't have jobs, you get very susceptible to, you know, a radical type of thing just for your basic necessities, mm-hmm. like food and water. Yeah. And so they've taken a very militaristic viewpoint of keeping them in line. But you infuse millions of others, that becomes problematic. There is no simple solution here. Now, the UK is going to take a different viewpoint. You had France that's wanting to, you know, recognize Palestine, whatever that means. I don't even know how to define that.
England, Germany, Holland, France, many of these European countries are going to say that we need to recognize a Palestinian state. What does that look like? What are those borders? Does that include Gaza? Does it not include Gaza? If it includes the West Bank, where in the West Bank? Which towns in the West Bank?
Yeah.
I don't know how that goes, but what would concern me is we could see some action on the streets of New York next week.
Yeah.
There's a very active population here that's been on the Free Palestine trip for a couple years now. And they haven't had a lot of success because the war is still going on and the Israeli government is not about to stop and listen to them. My best guess, Jason, and this is just my own feeling after sitting down with him, I felt as if he had already made up his mind. And I think over the past 4 weeks, that's been proven out. The IDF's not going to stop. And they're going to take all of Gaza back. And it's going to be bloody. And a lot of people are going to die along the way. But whether you can protect the innocent is something we need to see.
Yeah. You're listening to Jason in the House. Stay with us. More of my interview with Bill Hemmer coming up next.
More Jason in the House next.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Michigan police officer's kindness that left a woman deeply moved makes today's Dean's List. Officer Jonathan Cox noticed Dory Oliver having trouble pushing her lawnmower and her walker at the same time. Dory told Jonathan she didn't have anyone to help cut the grass, and because of her mobility issues, it has become very difficult to perform everyday chores inside and outside her home. Officer Cox said he wanted to help, so after his shift, Jonathan returned to Dory's house as promised and not only mowed her lawn but helped clear debris and cleaned her gutters. Officer Cox then spent 2 days helping Dory out. Dory was so touched by Jonathan's selfless act, she called the police chief to praise Officer Cox and said he did it out of the kindness of his heart. Jonathan says he feels blessed to be able to help those in his community personally and professionally. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. We recently talked about hot summers and the importance of staying hydrated. But there's a wearable hydration monitor that could help prevent heat stroke. Researchers at the University of Texas Austin developing a non-invasive device that continuously measures hydration levels in real time and then transmits that info wirelessly to a smartphone. Study leader Professor Nanshu Liu says dehydration is a silent threat that affects millions of people every day. And the monitor empowers individuals to take proactive steps to stay healthy and perform at their best. Fox News Digital says the sensors use a method called bioimpedance, which sends a small, safe electrical current through the body via strategically placed electrodes. But like always, the best way to stay hydrated, be sure to drink plenty of fluids, especially during those summer scorchers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's Jason in the House.
I find it fascinating the transition that Syria's made. The president said real nice things about the new president of Syria. That was a major headache, major thorn in Barack Obama's life. You know, the red line that about the use of chemical weapons on its own population that did nothing about it. And again, the hundreds of thousands of refugees that had fled out of Syria. I don't know where they've gone. I don't know if that they've gone back into Syria. I don't know how friendly they're playing in a tough neighborhood. You've got Lebanon. It's also, you know, they have more weapons pointed towards Israel than anybody, right? Hezbollah. But certainly the attacks that came on Israel when they were able to be thwarted in our attack on, you know, proactively trying to take out the nuclear capabilities of Iran, it's been pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But that also is what scares me, because they have a lot of assets up north.
Yeah, I think a couple of things here. Like, big picture, talking about the region, if you think about October 7th, almost 2 years on, what the Israelis have done effectively is they've created a new geographical buffer zone around their country, because they went after Hezbollah in Lebanon. You had a change of government in Syria. Jordan has always had
pretty
good relationship.
Yeah,
I would argue with that. And then there were the strikes against Iran, and earlier this week, the inspection agency came out and said, Iran, you're not playing ball when it comes to your nuclear program.
So,
yeah, we may go back to that again. I think what Netanyahu has been trying to do is to push the enemies further away from their country. Now, how he explains that this week, you know, let's see. I think his speech can be very effective. But I think the streets could be pretty active outside.
Yeah. You think the Secret Service has their hands full with everything they got to do to protect domestically? The Secret Service also plays the lead role in protecting heads of state and others that come into. Now, we've dealt with tumultuous situations with the United Nations, but this one, you're right, I think foreshadowing how difficult that's going to be. That's going to be difficult, I guess. Going back to this article, your time with Trey Yinks. What else? It's 60,000 feet. What, again?
Here's what I think your audience...
What do people need?
Yeah, here's what they need to understand. What they need to understand is that the Israelis came together and they said, look, we got October 7th. How do we root out Hamas? I mean, that was their...
Their goal.
That's the question in front of them. And so when it came to aid, they wanted to cut Hamas out of the process. And in order to cut Hamas out, they had to cut the UN out.
Hmm.
Thus the rub. Because they know in the past the UN has helped give aid to Hamas. And but in order to do one and two that I just explained, you had to create a different entity. And the entity they came up with is with this GHF, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is basically former special forces, Americans.
Hmm.
And I tell you what, these guys are... It's been a long time since I've been around that many weapons. But they're the guys who have been chasing good and bad all over this world for the past 25 years, and they're responsible for the security of setting up these distribution sites. And they'd have upwards of 10,000 people a day come for flour and potatoes and onions and an assortment of other items there. And like, some days the numbers would be considerably less than that. Sometimes they'd be higher. But they were the ones who were responsible for establishing these areas and keeping them safe and making sure that people got what they needed. And they have four distribution sites set up. I know the ambassador, Mike Huckabee, wanted to take it to 16. They're not there yet. But here's the catch. If the GHF can find a way to work with the United Nations, and conversely, if the United Nations can find a way to work with GHF, I mean, in the end, don't they both have the same objective to take care of people who need it? And right now, that's been, even to this day, there's been a few breakthroughs with meetings on the side and very lightly reported on. There's been no grand breakthrough. Right. Here's why that's important. If you've got the Israelis and the Americans and several Gulf nations who are paying for GHF to distribute the food, if you brought in the United Nations and created a partnership together, they could go to scale immediately. And take care of the 2 million people that I described earlier. That hasn't happened in totality yet.
Right.
I would like to tell you that they figured out their differences a month ago or 2 months ago, but that it hasn't happened.
Right.
And the UN doesn't want to give up their responsibility, and the GHF feels like they've been emboldened to go ahead and take care of this. In the meantime, you've got the back and forth with the innocent people in between.
Yeah. Well said. Bill Hemmer, thanks so much for joining us. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, I thank you for the friendship, the perspective, and look forward to seeing you. Seeing you soon.
My best to your kids and your wife, all right?
Can't thank Bill Hemmer enough. Hope you can rate this podcast, subscribe to it. That would be great. And I will remind people that, you know what, you can go over to Apple and Amazon, and you can get a free one if you just subscribe to it. So there's a lot of good stuff going on there. Really love the discussion with Bill. Thanks so much for joining us on this Jason on the House podcast. I happen to be Jason Chaffetz. So thanks for taking your time to join us. I hope you liked it, and look through the array of previous podcasts. Like I said, Trey Yingst, Bill Hemmer, we had done those. You might want to have a look at those. But stay with us, because next week there'll be another exciting podcast. I'm Jason Chaffetz for Jason in the House.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per house.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A shooting at a Mormon church in Michigan today. Correspondent Donna Warder has a report.
Police north of Detroit say several people have been shot at a Mormon church. The shooting happened at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson says the entire church is on fire. Police say the shooter is down and that there is no ongoing threat to the public. Police have not released information on the conditions of the victims. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says in a statement that her heart is breaking for the Grand Blanc community, and she says violence anywhere, especially in a place of worship, is unacceptable. I'm Donna Water.
And the Grand Blanc Township Police Chief William Rainier told reporters a fire was set after the suspect began shooting and the more victims were expected to be found. Big political news coming out of New York today. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announcing that he is ending his reelection campaign. Hiya Punjabi reports President Trump will be deploying troops to Portland, Oregon.
Trump said he's authorizing full force if necessary to handle what he's calling domestic terrorists. The ICE facility in Portland has been the target of frequent demonstrations, sometimes leading to violent clashes. Some federal agents have been injured, and several protesters have been charged with assault. Hiya Punjabi, Washington.
Hudson Institute Senior Fellow Rebecca Heinrich says she supports President Trump's straight talk in dealing with foreign allies like he did at the United Nations this past week, as long as it doesn't go too far.
So I think it's fine and good for President Trump to identify these problems well, as long as there's a good follow-up diplomatically to get our allies on side so that we can kind of find ways to collaborate to get our individual countries in better shape so that we can compete with our shared adversaries.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
The administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold President Trump's birthright citizenship order.
That order declares that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The administration provided the appeal to the AP on Saturday. It sets in motion a process at the High Court that could lead to a definite ruling from the bench by early summer. The High Court may rule on whether or not the citizenship restrictions are constitutional.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. A weather system forecast to become a tropical storm, Imelda, is causing disruption in the Bahamas and nearby islands. It is expected to approach the coast of South Carolina as a hurricane sometime early next week. Meanwhile, one that's already a hurricane, Umberto, remains a strong Category 4 storm in the Atlantic. It is threatening Bermuda today. South Carolina's governor is urging residents to stay alert. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge accelerated slightly in August compared to a year earlier.
The Commerce Department reports that its personal consumption expenditures price index was up 2.7% in August from a year earlier, up from a 2.6% year-over-year increase in July and the most since February. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core PCE inflation showed a 2.9% increase in prices from August 2024, same as in July. The increases were what forecasters had expected. John Scott reporting.
And recapping our top story at this hour, there's been a shooting in a Mormon church in Michigan today. The Grand Blanc Township Police Chief told reporters the fire was set after the suspect began shooting. At least one person known to have been killed and several injured. More victims are expected to be found. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Show.
America's got to be in the lead if you want to deal with these threats. We're going to lead.
The morning is over. The Shiva is done. And if you're a conservative, you should be optimistic.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
We have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I think the president gets criticized by people all the time for the stuff he says, by people who ignore what he does.
Now, Fred Fair's All-Star Panel.
Shooting outside an ICE facility in Dallas, authorities identified Joshua John as the alleged attacker in anti-ICE Dallas shooting. At least three people were shot, one of whom was killed in a shooting at the ICE facility, Texas, Wednesday. Multiple sources familiar with the investigation have identified the alleged shooter as a 29-year-old Joshua John. Three individuals who were shot were all detainees. Here is Vice President Vance reacting to that.
You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
With that, let's bring in our panel. Lawrence Jones, co-host of Fox and Friends. Harold Ford Jr., former Tennessee congressman, co-host of The Five, and co-host of Outnumbered, Emily Campagna. I feel like I should be a co-host. Emily. it's a dark place. You know, we've had a lot of these events. What do you think?
It's frightening, and it seems to me that violence has all of a sudden become the exclamation point on political rhetoric. Now, Madison, earlier the spokesperson you just played mentioned, she said when people refer to ICE as Gestapo or Nazis. So it was just this month that a sitting congressperson, John Larson, referred to ICE as Gestapo. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, 2 months back, referring to ICE as Nazis. The reality is that while words aren't violent, it can lead to violence. And we've talked about the radicalization conversation online that starts with this violent rhetoric that all of a sudden becomes normalized. And what I fear is that so too is violence becoming normalized, that people see, oh, just another shooting, when in reality, every shooting is horrific, every life lost, horrific. But I'm personally frightened right now, the most of all, for these ICE officers that are truly in the line of fire.
You know, and some of the reporting is interesting, Harold. Axios said ICE shooting sparks partisan blame game before facts confirmed. Top Trump administration officials, MAGA world personalities quickly blamed Wednesday's shooting at a Dallas Immigration Customs Enforcement facility on anti-law enforcement rhetoric. The rush to point figures before local police confirmed a motive or the identity of the victims mirrors the rush to assign blame following Charlie Kirk's death and reflects the fears of rising political violence in America. I don't know. You had the FBI director with these bullets and that says anti-ICE. They had the ICE authorities there saying they riddled the building with bullets. And so all of this stuff about not finding a motive when it's laid out there is kind of interesting.
I think we will find a motive. Thanks for having me on. I think we will find a motive. I listened to Congressman Jimenez from Florida, who's a Republican, who said, look, we should wait for the facts to come in. And if the motive turns out to be some sort of left, ideologically motivated kind of thing, we should address it as is. I think, I listen to Emily's points, and I agree. We're a better country than this. I thought Ted Cruz spoke well in the first part of his presentation today outside of what had to be a very painful in your home state. It had to be very painful for him to stand there and talk about three times this has happened. I hope, Brett, that the president, that Mr. Schumer, that Leader Thune, Speaker Johnson, and Jeffries, it'd be great if the six or seven of them could come, five or six of them could come together and say, we denounce all of this. This violence, put aside who may be more at fault today versus last year, 2 years ago, 4 years ago. What we have to all understand is this violence, to your point about being an exclamation point, Emily, violence can't be a part of how we talk or settle political disputes. We settle them at the ballot box and we settle them through debate. It may not do it all, Brett, but we have to hear it, I think, in a major, serious, theatrical, bipartisan way that this has to stop. I thought Senator Cruz was exactly right when he ended what he said was, this must stop. The violence in politics, we ought to have all the robust firefield conversations and disagreements, but it has to stop there,
yeah,
and not be punctuated with violence.
It is saying it doesn't stop. It is unity. But there also has to come at a point in time where we speak truth to what's happening without any ambiguity. With due respect to my brother Harold, we do know the motive. He said anti-ICE, and it's going along with the data that we're seeing all over where the assaults against ICE agents is up 1,000%. When we look at the three situations in my home state of Texas where there were three different locations where ICE was targeted. I had an ICE agent that reached out to me yesterday and told me he was followed home. I confirmed it with the director. He told me that that's happening on the day-to-day basis. You have representatives of the United States government that passed the immigration laws going after the people that are enforcing the law. They have no choice but to do but what with the laws that are on the books, yet they're being criticized. If they want to pass a bill, they can do that. But to have elected officials assault ICE agents, which there's an indictment in New Jersey for that as well, to have representatives of the Democratic Party throw rocks and berate ICE agents, talk about them being a part of Nazi Germany, that has to stop. And there is only one side that's doing that, just like there's only one side that is going after people on college campuses. When left people go on college campuses, they don't get protested. They don't get vile things against them. It's only one side that is experiencing that.
But violence has had an unfortunate part, has been an unfortunate tradition in our politics. Today, I don't disagree with you. This is probably more leftist and it's probably more of a bent. But 10 years ago at Emmanuel AME Church, that young man that came into that prayer group and shot those people just a few months ago in Minnesota. You think about the 60s, the 50s.
He was a white supremacist with no ambiguity.
Right.
Yet we're still having a conversation about the motive when the guy put anti-ICE. It doesn't get any clearer than
I'm not doubting that. I'm saying we deal with that. I'm only saying we have to, as a nation, deal with this. In Buffalo, New York, less than 2 years ago, an 18-year-old young white fellow went up there and killed 9 people, black people, he drove 3 hours to do it. I think a lot of this has to do with some of this online stuff and the radicalization that 100%. Is happening there. And there's no doubt, for me, you look at these young white guys that this is happening to, it is an amazing thing. I mean, something is going on and we have to address it. And I'm not running from it being on the left at all. I'm only saying it has to be all of us if we want to solve this.
Okay, guys, thanks so much.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Take a pause.
Working Dogs for Conservation takes rescue dogs and trains them to be conservation canines.
They open a lot of doors for conservation and do really important work all over the world.
The nonprofit's Pete Copalillo says they've got 90 dogs with remarkable noses.
Stopping poachers in Africa, you know, ending trafficking so people can't smuggle rhino horn. And we do a lot of what we call biosecurity work here in North America, stopping the spread of invasive weeds or insects.
Two of their dogs, Quinn and Yagi, managed to track down droppings in Indonesia, possibly left by one of the most endangered animals in the world, a Sumatran rhino. There are only about 36 of these rhinos left, and the noses of Yagi and Quinn managed to find a clue to the creature despite the foreign environment.
The moist air, the scent, the smell, everything. It must have been being on another planet. But both Yagi and Quinn are super focused. They love doing their jobs.
Take pause. Joel Nato, Fox News.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The cost of owning a pet and the care for their health continues to rise, making it a challenge for many households to afford them. As much as you may want that cute dog, make sure beforehand that you can keep up with the costs. If you haven't drawn up a budget yet, it might be a good time to do so. And focus on preventive care expenses. These treatments include regular examinations, vaccinations, heartworm testing for dogs, dental evaluations, among other costs. Your vet might be the place to buy medications, but you can possibly save dough by getting a prescription and shopping around at pharmacy chains and online sellers. And try to respond proactively when you first spot potential problems with animals so you can ultimately avoid more complicated surgeries and have a financial cushion in place. A good rule of thumb used to be to build up a cash reserve to meet at least 3 to 6 months of expenses. But some advisors now recommend at least 8 to 9 months if possible. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our
own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black, and it felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
President Erdogan, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Good evening.
You are a key member in NATO. You also have a strong relationship with Russia. Given that, how do you see the Russian war in Ukraine and NATO's effort to try to stop it?
First of all,
this question is coming at a sensitive time, and it's an important question. And we are very important relations with both Russia and Ukraine. We never want to have distance with these countries. We always have followed on a peace process, both with Russia and Ukraine. We would never desire for such a war to take place. But unfortunately, this war ended up with the deaths of millions. Russia has very serious losses. Ukraine also has very serious losses, both in human terms and financially. We would not have wished this to happen. But unfortunately, right in front of the eyes of the world, we lived through this. Some countries' leaders call you the Putin whisperer, that you have a relationship. So how do you think it will come to an end? How do you think Vladimir Putin will stop inside Ukraine?
Truthfully, our relations with Vladimir Putin have been good since the day we met. These relations with Mr. Putin didn't mean that we had bad relations with Mr. Zelensky. Both Zelensky and the presidents of Ukraine that came before, I always had good relations with them. And these relations, just like our relationship with Russia, our relations with Ukraine, we had a model that has good relationship with countries. That's what we developed.
How do you think NATO should respond to Russian warplanes and drones entering airspace in Poland, in Estonia, other NATO ally countries?
Truthfully, NATO could use Turkey's model. I think NATO should use the model that we use with both Russia and Ukraine. In those places, we work on a peace model, and I think it would be useful for them to use it.
If NATO, if the U.S., if the allies do not stop Vladimir Putin, what do you think happens? Knowing Putin, do you think that he continues on inside Ukraine and elsewhere?
Currently, as we know, the human losses of Ukraine and Russia's human losses, when we look at this, Russia's human loss has seriously increased. And when we look at it financially, we can see especially that Ukraine cannot compete economically with Russia. But we have to also see that Europe is giving, I don't think Europe will sustain its economic aid to Ukraine forever. And currently, this support is not being given, and Ukraine is suffering as a result. Our hope is that this support will continue. But at the same time, the United States, I don't know how long it will give this support, but I cannot estimate that.
Do you think the war ends soon?
I don't really believe that it will.
And that's not a good thing for the world.
It's not good news. And we thinking about this in this manner is heavy on our hearts.
There are a lot of things that are happening that around the world that are hot spots. Another big one, obviously, is what's happening in Gaza. Would you consider what's going on in Gaza genocide?
I don't think we can explain it in any other way. This is completely a genocide. And this genocide is caused by Netanyahu. Netanyahu mercilessly has unfortunately killed tens of thousands with this genocide. Other than that, there are a lot of there are the wounded. We think 120,000 or 125,000 of them. We took them in our country, and we are providing medical care. And all these deaths, unfortunately, are as a result of this genocide. And facing this genocide, nobody is saying anything. As Turkey, we are in complete opposition to this genocide.
So what do you say to people, including President Trump, who say the onus should have been on Hamas from the very beginning, understanding that the death is horrific and the numbers are horrible, but that the hostages, holding the hostages, taking the hostages and using them, the onus should have been on Hamas from the very beginning?
This is not a crime that is one-sided. When we just accuse Hamas about this, I think that would be wrong. At the same time, the things that Netanyahu have done, how can we put them aside? For example, I am giving a speech and I say I am talking about Israel hitting Gaza by providing pictures. These pictures will show how the people are being destroyed with Israel hitting Gaza. Now, can we say this? In terms of armaments, can we say Hamas is stronger than Israel? It is not possible. When it comes to weapons, it can't even be compared with Israel. And Israel is using this power without mercy. From age 7 to 70, children, women, the old, elderly, they have no mercy. And these people have been killed and are being killed.
You've heard President Trump talk about how he thinks about images too, but the images he thinks about are October 7th and what happened inside Israel. So how does this come to an end? Much like Russia-Ukraine, how can this come to an end? Is there a deal that can be made?
I can only say this. Mr. Trump, you might remember he used a term when he said, "I will finish the Russia-Ukraine war." Did it end? It still goes on. Similarly, He said, I will finish the war in Gaza. Did you end? No. That means once we start analyzing the issue, there are prices to pay. And when we look at the hostage exchange, that was done. It goes on.
Finally, you'll speak here at the UN, and one of the messages is about UN reform. As I mentioned, you're seen as a key member of NATO with a lot of different relationships that possibly could help NATO. What do you say to some of the leaders in the Allies who criticize how you operate inside your country? How do you address that criticism?
We accept the criticism of those who have a point, but if it's unfair criticism, we will respond in the way we should. But currently, there is a fact, and that fact is Turkey has, surpassing for 50 years, has not been accepted in the European Union. Currently, we are a member of NATO, and the fact that Turkey is not accepted into the European Union, and I don't see that as a good approach. I think it's unfair.
Mr. President, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an Iron Curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hey, everybody, it's Billy Baldwin.
Hey, everyone, it's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone, I'm Nicole Polizzi.
Hey, everyone, it's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone, it's Henry Golding.
Hey, everyone, it's Zachary Levi.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Nealon, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind, plus Every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
In control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Fox on Tech.
President Trump wants to ensure that America stays the dominant lead in artificial intelligence. That's why President Trump signed three executive orders. One, fast-tracks federal permitting, streamlines reviews, and expedites construction of all major AI infrastructure projects. The president says the U.S. is turning a corner.
America must once again be a country where innovators are rewarded with a green light, not strangled with red tape so they can't move, so they can't breathe, and that's not going to happen.
A second order focusing on turning America into an AI export powerhouse, from chips to software to data storage, making sure the world runs on American AI and the American AI stack. And he signed a final order banning the federal government from procuring AI technology that has been infused with partisan bias or ideological agendas. With Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
Are you willing to provide Ukraine with the security guarantees the same way as European allies do?
Later down the road, we'll be talking about that. Hopefully, we'll be in a position to talk about that a little bit later on. It's a little bit too early to answer that question.
Why do you think Russia is doing well with this during this war? We need more pressure and more sanctions. And I hope with the United States, first of all, and Europe.
Joining me now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. President, welcome back to Special Report.
Thanks so much, Brett. Thank you.
What did you take away from your meeting with President Trump at the UN?
First of all, that it's very important that positions of our teams are closer than any time before. That's good that the details of the situation on the battlefield from intelligence of both countries are similar. And mostly, this is good because it always depends on the position and on information. The future decisions, how to speak with Russians, I mean the President Trump teams, when they speak with Russians, from what position? From the position of pressure or from other position? It means it depends on the position on battlefield, position with economy in Russia, position battlefield of Russia and Ukraine. For example, today we share that this September was difficult for our army, but it was successful really because 360 kilometers we deoccupied it. It's not big, victory, but it means that we are not losing. This is important.
Your relationship with President Trump seems to have improved. Is that fair to say?
I think we have a better relation than before. And I think we didn't have a close relation because we didn't have maybe time. I don't know. I don't know other reasons. It's good that we have often phone calls and meetings. And I think the fact that Putin was lying to President Trump so many times also made a difference between us.
You know, I know your staff read the post from President Trump that he posted on True Social after your meeting. But in part, he said this: after getting to know and fully understand the Ukraine-Russia military and economic situation, and after seeing the economic trouble it is causing Russia, I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. With time, patience, and the financial support of Europe, and in particular NATO, the original borders from where this war started is very much an option. Are you surprised to hear that?
A little bit. A little bit. I mean, this, I'm sure in my people, in my army, and I'm sure in strengthening of the in support of the United States. But President Trump was more positive in it, and he showed that he wants to support Ukraine to the very end. So we understand now that we are ready to finish this war as quick as possible. And he wants, and I want, and our people want. But he understands that Putin doesn't want, and he understands that he is not winning, but he says to everybody that he will win. And I see very... it was a little bit surprise for me. You're right. I was very positive signals from the side that Trump and America will be with us to the end of the war. Yes, we will see. Yeah. Right, we will see. But God bless, it will be so.
Was there a commitment to put more pressure on Russia, on Vladimir Putin?
Yes, President Trump understands that we need more pressure on him than not enough pressure from the Europe. They are our partners, but it's not enough. We need pressure on directly on Putin, on their energy network, on their financing system, on banking system, and etc. We spoke with details about it, and we count on sanctions from the United States side.
You know, since President Putin met with President Trump in Alaska, we put up this graphic. Military strikes in your country targeting civilians, more than 500. Casualties, 260 plus. Drone strikes, 2,100. Armed clashes, 2,700. It's increased exponentially.
Increased.
What do you think happened after that meeting in Alaska?
President Trump tried not to close this diplomatic possibility of negotiations with Putin. He didn't pressure on him before he wanted to really have negotiations, to really have meeting, trilateral meeting between us. And but Putin, as Putin, as always, he just used the situation. He've got images with President Trump. He sold to his audience, Russian society, you see, I'm shakable with the United States. It means that we can continue. So it's different position. President Trump wanted to show Putin that he's ready for negotiations, that we are ready to make some progress. But Putin, you know, he's feeling it's not enough pressure.
The next step was going to be a one-on-one meeting between Vladimir Putin and yourself. So right now, that does not look like it's happening.
Yeah, because he afraid such meeting. He's not afraid of me. I mean, he afraid such meeting because he has to have some outcome. But his outcome for today is to continue the war. Of course, he said to President Trump, and I think sometimes when they have conversations, Russian teams and American teams, they say that they want peace, but it's not truth.
Since that time, he also has gone into other NATO countries. Three jets into Estonia, drones into Poland. Do you think that's part of a plan? Today, President Trump said those NATO allies should shoot down those planes and drones.
Denmark was yesterday. Denmark.
Yes.
Baltics, Nordics, Romania already. A lot of countries. So what Putin is doing for today, he is, first of all, this his signals to NATO. He wants to feel how they can defend their countries, and he feels that they can't. not enough air defense. They are not well trained. It's understandable. They are very good professional guys, but they don't have war. Russia in this war more than 10 years.
So if these attacks are increasing, if these excursions and intrusions into other NATO countries are increasing, what do you think it's going to take to change Putin's mind that he can't win militarily or that this war needs to come to an end?
I think he wants it. He wants to go to other territories. As I said to my colleagues, I said them 1 year ago, look, don't wait when he will finish the war in Ukraine and he will continue somewhere. He can continue somewhere, not finishing in Ukraine. Because he understands that he needs for his war machine, for his factories, for his close circle of businessmen who are in defending military sector, have money, big money. He wants to show that they will continue. And that's why he postponed meetings, any kind of meetings on the level of leaders with me. Trilateral, bilateral, doesn't matter how many.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up. The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students,
were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News. Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
He invited you to Moscow. You invited him to Kyiv. Are you willing to meet directly with him in a neutral spot?
No, I didn't invite him to Kyiv. I said, look, if you don't want to meet with me, of course, on the place of Putin, I mean this from his side, of course you will invite me to Moscow. Mm-hmm. It's just for postponed the meeting. That's it. I said, this is the same if I will invite him to Kyiv. Yes, he has the choice. And Trump team, my team, Europeans, including Macron and other leaders, and Turkey president, I know that President Erdogan was in here. Yeah. Yeah, all of us, all our teams proposed meeting in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, in Europe neutral, like Austria, Switzerland. So we said, even if you want somewhere like Kazakhstan, I mean...
You're ready.
Yeah, we are ready. That's it.
So I talked to President Erdogan yesterday here at the UN. I asked him about his thoughts about how long this might take. Here he is. Do you think the war ends soon?
I don't really believe that it will.
And that's not a good thing for the world.
It's not good news.
He says he has good relations with you and with Russia, but he doesn't think it's ending anytime soon. Do you agree with him?
Because he knows my attitude that we are ready to finish the war. And he understands that Putin doesn't want to finish the war. And he understands that not enough pressure on Putin. Really, I know that he understands it. We need pressure. From whom? United States, President Trump. And I think that President Trump can change the attitude of Xi Jinping to this war. Because China, I mean, we don't feel that China wants to finish this war.
China, India... they're all contributing here. European nations, the president said, need to get off oil, but need to do it with the U.S. Do you think that that is going to happen?
I think Iran will never be on our side, because we'll never be on the side of the United States. I think India mostly with us. Yes, we had these questions with energy, but I think that President Trump can manage it with Europeans, make more close and strong relations with India. And I think we have to do everything not to withdraw Indians, and they will change their attitude to Russian energy sector, I'm sure. With China, it's more difficult because it's not, for today, it's not in their interest to not to support Russia.
President Trump has indicated that any sort of peace deal, if it comes, with Ukraine and Russia, would end up with Ukraine losing some territory to Russia. Have you accepted that reality, or what concessions do you think, if you got to a negotiating table, you're willing to make?
First of all, it's important that today we had good conversation with President Trump, and I think he understands for today that we can't just swap territories. It's not fair. It's not real.
So you think his position has changed?
Yes, I think so. And God bless it. I really count on this, on continuation of his attitude to the territorial question and the question of our sovereignty at the end of the day. And I think that it's not about territories, it's about the position of Putin. He will continue. If we will give them more that he really wants, he will continue. So the question how to stop the war is just to stop Putin's ambitions to change his position to this war.
You and I have talked, sat down together many times over since the beginning of this war. Take a listen.
That will not be the last war in the world. It will be the first of those future biggest wars in the world.
Do you think Putin would stop if you don't get this funding? Would he make a deal? Would you make a deal?
It's not about financing. It's about the morality.
He has to understand that all the world needs peace. And all the world will not give him possibility to occupy Ukraine.
We are ready for peace, but we have to be in strong position.
From the front lines to D.C. to here in New York, it's 43 months.
Thank you that you've been with us all these years.
Yeah, asking the questions, and you've been answering. 43 months of war now, fourth year. Your people have to be weary and tired, and troops have got to be wiped out. They're, you know, obviously steadfast, and as President Trump talked about this, pushing back Russia when they were supposed to win in just a matter of days. How are your troops holding up? How is your country holding up?
Very difficult position, of course. But from the side of morality, we are on our land. It's our home. We are surviving. But we can't lose. We can't lose. Otherwise, we will lose our independence, our houses. And that's it. This is a big difference between us and Russia. They don't want to fight. Putin wants. If you can have, I mean, that recording, that zapis, jak bude, records.
Records?
Yeah, if you will hear records. We have a lot. I can send you. We have a lot. Records from the soldiers, Russian soldiers who are on the front, and they speak with their mothers, open line, with their mothers, with wives, and etc. A lot of them are crying. They're afraid to go back because their officers kill them. Their morality is very low. They don't want to fight. Yeah, there are radical people there who just want to kill, and that's it. But they can do nothing. Can do nothing. This is a big difference. But you see, my position in 2022 has not changed. As I said, 2 years ago, mostly 2 years, and I said to you that he will continue. For him, this war is essential, and he will not finish with us. If we will lose, he will go further, even in parallel way.
Just a couple more things. For the people around the world, including here in the U.S., who are concerned about corruption inside your country, who are concerned about where all the money is going, who are concerned that you're not holding elections because you're in this emergency time. Politico wrote this. Your party, there's frustration growing. There have been growing grumbles within your party ranks about your highly personalized method of rule and your tendency to be dismissive of parliament, plus the move against anti-corruption agencies still rankles some of your own lawmakers. For those people concerned about that, what do you say?
First of all, it's not true. All the anti-corruption reforms being voted by this parliament, by majority. Majority is our party. Everything, every changing, every independence of anti-corruption infrastructure was voted during all these years, even during the war. And all the European institutions who are always support this infrastructure, they know it. Because only majority voted for these laws. Majority is this party. This is the first. Then, what about our party? If you will ask parliamentarians, look, they all want to go to elections because mostly they want to go somewhere because they are tired. Yes, they are tired not we can't compare them with the people. Yes, but the people or with the soldiers, I'm not compare them. But they want just, you know, it's too long to be in parliament. It's understandable. But looking to the law, we can't do it. But even if we will change and find a way how to change, we need security for these elections.
Mr. President, we appreciate you coming on a busy day like this to the studio, and we'll always welcome you back on Special Report.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it. That'll do it for this week. You can hear more of this series at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Make sure to leave a rating and a review. We want to hear from you. I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per house.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What if you take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.